Clayton's last name is D-E-N-G, first name is Timothy. Date of visit is June 26, 2025. Next step paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first up, he was stationed in Iraq during 2007 and 2008. A patient tells me that he was exposed to multiple IED explosions. A patient also exposed to grenade blasting, for at least 10 times. A patient tells me that they did not cause loss of consciousness. Did not fall to the ground. However, there are many explosions around him many times. I does not remember the exact number of times that this happened. Patient tells me that he felt a shock wave. He has not lost any consciousness. Did not throw him to the floor, to the ground. Next paragraph. A patient also tells me that there was one incident in Iraq during 2007 and 2008. He was in a military vehicle. He was inside a tank. The tank suddenly make a big turn. A patient tells me that his head when hit a metal object inside the tank. He was wearing a helmet at that time. Patient tells me that it hurt his head as the tank was turning as he hit the metal part in the tank. Did not lose consciousness. Get confused. He got a minor dizzy. He got a little dizzy. Did not lose any consciousness. Paragraph. Currently, he is having fatigue symptoms. A patient has oversleeping. He sleeps too long. A patient has trouble falling asleep as well. A patient's headaches, dizziness. Irritability. Patient also stuttering and mumbling speech. A patient has a poor memory. Patient also have anxiety symptoms. A patient was diagnosed with PTSD and anxiety disorder. Patient currently working as a count team attendant for a casino. Patient tells me that he has difficulty to count because of his symptoms. Patient tells me that he has difficulty to work because of his fatigue, oversleeping symptoms, insomnia symptoms, poor memory, stuttering speech. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that he was near blast explosions from IED explosions and grenade explosions. However, none of these explosions caused him to have a significant head injury. They did not cause the patient to have lose consciousness. There was no significant headaches after that. A patient also tells me that he was in a tank, which suddenly make a turn and it hit his head. Patient was wearing helmet at that time. Patient did not lose consciousness. It is my opinion that these events were not severe enough to cause a traumatic brain injury. As a matter of fact, his symptoms that he's experiencing with the fatigue, insomnia, oversleeping, stuttering speech, irritability, anxiety, memory problems, are likely due to his underlying psychiatric illness, such as PTSD and anxiety disorder. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury in 2007 and 2008. I believe that those events were not severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. The sponsor did not patient.